From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a large explosion rips through the main square in Ankara. The blast Sunday in Turkey killed at least 34 people and wounded more than 100. Officials said the blast occurred in Kizile Square, a key shopping and transportation hub near foreign embassies. The Turkish government says the attack was carried out by a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Six gunmen killed 14 civilians and two soldiers in an attack Sunday on three hotels in the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded face masks and arrived on foot at the Southern Star Hotel. The hotel was full of foreign expatriates. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate claimed responsibility. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the insistence that Syrian peace talks not deal with the issue of removing the current regime from power is an attempt by the government to disrupt the talks.
A witness, the comments made just yesterday by the foreign minister of Syria, clearly trying to disrupt the process, clearly trying to send a message of deterrence to others.
Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mulawam has warned negotiators that any talk about the fate of President Bashar al-Assad's government is off the table. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German Wings jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. All 150 people on board the plane were killed. This is VOA News.